This is NPR's All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. Impeachment may be over, but independent counsel Kenneth Starr is not. Nor is the controversy surrounding his investigation. Yesterday, Starr accepted the resignation of his spokesman, Charles Bacalli, and referred to the Justice Department for possible prosecution the results of his own internal investigation into a leak to the New York Times. That leak resulted in a story reporting that Starr had concluded he could legally prosecute a sitting president. Joining us is NPR's Nina Totenberg. Nina, the Times story occurred at the height of the Senate impeachment trial, and at the time, Starr's spokesman, the aforementioned Mr. Bacalli, denied that the independent counsel's office had been the source of the story. What changed?
Well, in the interim, Starr investigated where this leak may have come from, and Mr. Bacalli apparently swore under oath that he was not the source of the story, and Mr. Starr apparently received some information or acquired some information that suggested that wasn't the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, and so he sent it over to the Justice Department for further investigation.
Now, this was only the latest in a series of leaks that the president's lawyers protested. In fact, the judge that's presiding over the Starr grand jury concluded there was enough evidence to implicate the Office of the Independent Counsel that she appointed a special master to investigate. Are we supposed to conclude that Bacalli is somehow implicated in all these other leaks?
Well, first of all, let's say that Bacalli has denied being the source of the leak. He is the independent counsel's spokesman, or was, and I suppose we should be simply shocked that the spokesman for anybody would be the source of a leak. Shocked we ought to be. And Starr has only implicated him in this one leak. And Linda, you have to notice that in many ways this was the least serious alleged leak because it didn't involve grand jury material. It's a crime to divulge grand jury material. It's not a crime to tell the New York Times that the independent counsel has decided that he may want to prosecute a sitting president. There have been a lot of other leaks which the president's lawyers charge have come from Starr's office, and some of them occurred before Bacalli was even there. For example, there was a leak years ago, literally years ago, that Bruce Lindsay, the president's deputy counsel, was about to be indicted in connection with the Whitewater case. And that occurred, interestingly enough, at a time when the independent counsel's office was trying to get Lindsay to waive the statute of limitations, which was about to run out. And he still refused to. He said, fine, indict me. And they didn't. But in the interim, the story appeared, and there was a strong suspicion that that was an attempt to put additional pressure on Lindsay to waive the statute of limitations.
Are people wondering, then, if since this is, as you say, the sort of lesser offense, if Bacalli is being set up to take the fall?
Well, that's exactly what people are wondering, because it is the lesser offense, and he couldn't have been guilty of some of these leaks. In fact, the president's lawyers themselves could have been guilty of some of these leaks, and Starr believes that to be true, or at least says that. And so everybody's wondering, is Charles Bacalli the scapegoat here?
Now, at the same time this is going on, in Little Rock, Mr. Starr is prosecuting former Clinton business partner Susan McDougal for refusing to answer questions about her dealings with the Clintons when she was brought before the grand jury. What's happening there?
Well, McDougal has already served 18 months for civil contempt of court when she refused to answer questions before the grand jury. And it was because it was civil contempt, she just automatically went to jail until the grand jury was through sitting. After she'd served her time, she was brought back and refused to testify before the grand jury again because she claimed that no matter what she said, if it wasn't what Starr wanted her to say, that she would be prosecuted for perjury. So Starr then brought criminal charges against her for criminal contempt of court. That requires a jury trial, which is now going on, and Starr's deputies are apparently trying to turn the trial into an airing of their suspicions about the president, and Susan McDougal's lawyers are trying to turn the trial into an expose of Starr's tactics. So stay tuned.
Thanks, Nina. NPR's legal affairs correspondent, Nina Totenberg.